The fifth chakra gives voice to the feelings of the heart. It speaks out our love, our kindness, our forgiveness. And it's in this center that the four elements of earth, air, fire, and water of the lower chakras are combined into pure energy, into the pure energy of light. And this provides the matrix or framework for dreaming the world into being. In the same way that a honeycomb gives form to a beehive, the lattice work created by the fifth chakra provides a matrix for the world that we dream into being. The fifth chakra also acts like a smokestack for the lower chakras. So the product of metabolism of the lower chakras, the smoke that rises, that needs to be expelled, is actually released from this chakra. It's important to note that all of the chakras turn in a clockwise direction. They spin in a clockwise direction as if your body were the body of a clock. And as you look down, the chakras would be swirling in a clockwise direction. The fifth chakra actually has an inner core that spins counterclockwise, that is always releasing, detoxifying, releasing the products of combustion of the lower chakras. The throat chakra has two components to it. The outer edge of the chakra spins in a clockwise direction while its inner center spins counterclockwise, discharging, clearing, and releasing. It's a complex chakra that we have to keep open so that the process of combustion, the waste products from combustion of the lower chakras, can be expelled through this chakra. A simple way to do this is to tap that chakra with the pads of your fingertips 3 times and do it throughout the day. This will maintain that chakra active and open and keep your energy system from building up any residues. The fifth chakra is located at the nape of the neck, at the hollow of the throat, right below the Adam's apple. So when you tap at the base of the throat, right at the hollow of the throat, tapping 3 times. I do this regularly throughout the day so that I'm able to communicate effectively and I remain clear, particularly after working with a client who may be very toxic. A negative expression of the chakra is the intoxication with our own knowledge. Individuals who have a distorted fifth chakra do not listen to others in a conversation, and being right is more important than being understanding. The danger of the fifth chakra is the tendency to turn spiritual insight into dogma. This fifth chakra pathology has affected nations and churches, as evidenced by the Inquisition or the Crusades and the religious intolerance in the world today. As we become conscious of our psychological and spiritual resources through the fifth chakra, the strength of the center grows and we discover our true voice, the voice that is ours, not the voice that we learned in our childhood or the voice of society, but the voice of our soul.